If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Third and four, Jackson keeps it himself up the middle. He's got room. Lamar Jackson, open field, inside the 20. He is in. Lamar, spectacular. Touchdown, Baltimore.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's BetQL Daily from BetQL. BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel.
Welcome back, Joe O, Joe G. This is BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network, presented by FanDuel. Later on this hour, we'll get into MLB futures as things have been reshaped after the trade deadline, a crazy trade deadline on Friday. But, Joe, we've been going through some NFL divisions here, looking at the teams at the bottom, teams at the top, handicapping it now. The training camp is fully underway. We're in week two of training camp around the NFL. And I think this division is a great one. The AFC North, fun one to bet on. You look at it, the two favorites are pretty clear. You and I are both down on the Steelers, so we're going to put them aside. And the favorites in this division, even though neither team won the division last year, would be the Baltimore Ravens, just heard the Lamar Jackson run, and of course the Cleveland Browns. So the Ravens, plus 120 to win the AFC North. The win total set at 11 on FanDuel. The Browns, plus 150 to win the division. The win total set at 10.5. Joe, let's start with the Ravens here. They kind of come out of a great year 2 years ago, right? They get knocked out in the divisional round at home by Tennessee on that crazy Titans run that came out of nowhere. They come back last year, and it was pretty choppy, I would say, for the better part of 3 months. And then late November, early December, they just went on. They were that team that went on the run to make the playoffs. They win a road playoff game in Tennessee, kind of get the monkey off Lamar Jackson's back of winning a playoff game. They lose the next week in Buffalo. Joe, where do you want to start with the Ravens? The win total set at 11. Here's what I know about Baltimore. They're going to be good. It's a matter of how good are they going to be?
Yeah, yeah. Are we looking at the AFC North as just a the big division between the top two and the bottom two? Or do you think most people are still saying, hey, they're Pittsburgh, they're there every year, so they're much closer to Baltimore and Cleveland than everybody else thinks?
Yeah, I think there's a pretty big gap between one and two and three and four. Now, I don't expect this to be a five-win gap. I don't think it's going to be like, hey, 12 and 13, and then, you know, the other teams win 7 and 8. I think because they're so good, they'll probably split with each other and whatnot. I mean, I think if you're talking about maybe 11 and 10, 12 and 11, and then the Steelers are around 8-7, that's kind of where I feel it.
I do think, though, there are some reasons to be concerned about both situations. Let's just start with the quarterback, where we always start with every team. Do you 100% believe in Lamar Jackson? Is this after a strong season in year one with Kevin Stefanski, are we now believers in Baker Mayfield? There are some situations where he's in where, boy, he is much worse than the rest of the league, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. Baltimore, as far as roster construction, there are some losses that are notable here. You lose Orlando Brown on offense, then you use Yannick Ngakoue on defense. And, oh, here we go. Ravens first round. Let's draft another receiver because that's what we do every year. Maybe it'll work this time. They got Rashad Bateman. They drafted him near the end of the first round. It feels like they're a lock for double-digit wins. Now you're adding the extra game. Win total is at 11. I can't bet under with Harbaugh's history, it's a strong coaching staff across the board with Don Martindale running the defense and Greg Roman on offense. As always, with your Ravens projection, what do you think you're going to get out of Lamar Jackson? What are you going to get out of this guy? It did surprise me some that when you look at some of the other QB numbers, like the layups, the easy throws, he's among the best. He was eighth in layup throws last year. The problem is the early down passing, which they don't do much of, but when they do attempt it, not very successful for Lamar Jackson. So can they develop any weapons on the outside? And which Lamar Jackson are we going to get? The one that we saw last year in the playoffs or that we've seen at other times? Or you're going to get the MVP Lamar? Defensively, the player that really stands out to me is Marlon Humphrey. For some reason, when we talk about lockdown cornerbacks, I think his name escapes your average football fan. But he absolutely deserves to be in that top five cornerback conversation in football.
Yeah, there's no question. They just signed Justin Houston over the weekend. There's no doubt to me. This is what the Ravens do. Don't they dust off these old pass rushers and they throw them in that system? And it's like, wait a second. I'm going to be watching a Monday night game in week five and Justin Houston's going to have two sacks. I'm like, this guy, he's still doing it. Joe, you brought up Lamar and kind of what to expect. And really, it could come down. This division could come down to which quarterback performs better between Lamar and Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
Here's what I feel. And you mentioned the drafting of Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota. They also signed Sammy Watkins. They're trying to improve this wide receiving core for Lamar. I feel like this doesn't matter until January, though. Like Lamar Jackson, regular season quarterback, and I don't want to go to the simplistic, oh, he just wins games. So his record since he became the starting quarterback is 30-7. 30-7. Yeah. 6-1, 13-2, 11-4. Those are his records as starting quarterback of the Ravens. The Ravens win in the regular season with Lamar. Now, can they win a Super Bowl? I don't know. I still believe Lamar's throwing deficiencies will cost them, unless he improves. But if he's the same Lamar, I would not put a lot on the Ravens to win the Super Bowl. I think it's too hard to ask him to run to win a Super Bowl. But Sunday to Sunday, as long as his legs are healthy, Joe, they're going to win double-digit games. I mean, he between that defense, that smart coaching staff, Justin Tucker, we don't usually talk about kickers, but they don't leave points on the field. Like, they win special teams every week. And the running quarterback, yeah, I wish it was 10.5 because I'm thinking 11 in my head for the Ravens. The number's at 11, but they're going to be a good football team.
There are some premier teams that are undergoing a lot of change on the offensive line, and the Ravens are no exception. They are likely to have three new starters on the O-line. They drafted Ben Cleveland. He's expected to be the starting left guard. They bring in Kevin Zeitler to be the right guard. And then, you know, we mentioned that Orlando Brown is no longer there. Villanueva from Pittsburgh. I don't know how much more he has left because we know how terrible that Steelers line has been over the last couple of years. Any concern there? We're expecting a lot from Lamar in a bit of a bounce back situation. We're expecting J.K. Dobbins to be the premier back here and have a big season. But we're not talking about all the change at the O-line.
Yeah, a little bit. I do worry a little bit. It worries me in terms of Lamar's passing progression. I think they'll be able to run it. I think Lamar will run away from everyone during the regular season. But I just wonder, can they pass protect for him enough to become a more efficient thrower, especially down the field? That's where he needs to improve. Like you said, the layup throws are fine. It's down the field. So we both like Baltimore. It doesn't feel like we love them. Do you love them?
I'm not betting over 11.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
But I mean, this is to stay away. Like, I'm not going to bet them under 11 either because they've shown it so many times. The team I'm most fascinating in to watch this division is Cleveland. Cleveland, yeah, coming off a year last year out of nowhere. Stefanski, you called it last year, coach of the year. Had a great season. They win a road playoff game in Pittsburgh. I thought they played well in Kansas City. And then obviously, you know, that game went away from them in the second half. But just to play with Kansas City there, that gives them some – they got to feel good about themselves. And they go out this offseason, and I thought they improved the defense. I thought they added to a defense that already had some players – they're good. And now they get Odell Beckham back at some point. Can they live up to the hype? Like, this is the one thing about the Browns. It's the Browns and hype. That's different.
Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
There was a little hype last year going into the season too, and they lived up to it and maybe exceeded expectations a little bit. Actually, they definitely did.
Yeah, but this is super. This is AFC title game kind of hype, division winner kind of hype.
But man, you think about what they did offensively, and now year two in this offense. So what are they going to do? You can also look at it from the flip side and say, well, all the teams in the division got a year on tape as well. You have a good season. You're going to pick at the end of the first round in the draft. I was so impressed with their draft. They just sat there, it's a chilly, and whatever falls to us, we're going to take, and they got some value. Defense was their only issue last year. You expect that to improve. We might have a couple of impactful rookies. In the first round, they took Greg Newsome from Northwestern, and the second round, Owusu Karamoah out of Notre Dame. You know, taking a Northwestern and a Notre Dame guy, you expect them to be smart players. But both of those guys, you want to talk about a ton of value. They were projected to go much earlier than they did. Owusu, people thought he was going to be a first-round linebacker, and he falls late to the Browns in the second round, so they don't have to I'm expecting him to play right away. The schedule is strange. Did you notice what they did with the Ravens games?
2 and 3 weeks, right around Thanksgiving.
Back-to-back games, right?
Yeah.
Is there a bye in there?
There's a bye for, So I don't know if I have to look at Baltimore plays a game there, but Cleveland has a bye. But in effect, what you're saying, Joe, is the Browns will play back-to-back games against the Ravens.
That's Sunday, not fun.
I've never seen that. Sunday, November 28th, Sunday night at Baltimore, bye week. And then they host the Ravens the week after that. So there is a bye. I imagine the Ravens probably have a game in there. But whatever. It's back-to-back games for the Browns against the exact same. The only time you see that is playoff time. Right? Yeah. You can finish week 17 and then play the same team to start the playoffs.
Browns 7-2 in one-score games. That concerns me going into the next season.
They were outscored last year.
Point differential, negative 11. But I'm going to defend them a little bit. I think there's context. Do you remember that stretch where they played in some weather where nobody was going to score? Like you turn on the TV, like, oh my goodness, can you score one touchdown in this game? So that hurt them a little bit. And there was an early season blowout, right? That really throws the point differential off a little bit. So there's some context there. It's not like they were really a bad team and they were surprising all of us. They were somehow pulling out these victories. That's not what happened here. They're a really, really good team. We're talking about championship contender good.
You know what it reminds me of? 2 years ago, the Seahawks were, I believe, outscored. And heading into last season, I used that as a reason to kind of fade the Seahawks. Guess what? They got better. They were a better team last year. They won their division. Now, they didn't win a playoff game. They actually won a playoff game in the year they were outscored. They didn't win one last year when they had a positive point differential. Now, here's the bottom line. Did the Browns get better? I think they did. I think they're a better football team. They bring that great offensive line back. I like them over 10.5. I think this is also an 11-win team. The division could come down to a tiebreaker, which makes plus money on either side interesting because I don't have a strong lean on who wins this division.
The offensive line is key. All quarterbacks are better when there's no pressure, right? But Baker, superb. He was top 10 when there's no pressure, top 10 in those layup throws and all quarterbacks, top 7 when he's on the move, getting outside the pocket, but he's the worst in football quarterback rating, yards per attempt when he's under duress. So that offensive line is key. If they end up dealing with any injuries, this season could be going downhill quickly, because now Baker's going to be under pressure on a regular basis.
Yeah, it will change things for him. I was impressed with him last year, though. It felt like he grew up, he improved. And you know what I think is interesting about him? Number one pick, right? He comes to the league with all that kind of moxie around him. He's Baker Mayfield from Oklahoma. Doesn't it feel like he has accepted who he is on this team? He's not going to throw the ball 50 times. He's not going to be the MVP of the league. He's not going to be the guy we talk about for the most part. It's the offensive line, the run game. And it feels like he's okay with that. And I thought last year as the year progressed, he got better at not making those throws and get them in trouble.
Both teams went 11-5 last year. Which team has a better record this year?
I would lean the Ravens, but man, the Browns are good.
Man, that is tough.
It could.
I think they should have the same win total.
11.
Yeah.
It feels like 11-6 each could make sense for both these teams. And we're going to probably talk all year about how those games coming up end of November, early December will change things. If they split the games, this could be a tiebreaker division, which is so gigantic, right? Because that's a home playoff game versus going on the road the whole time.
My two favorite win totals in this division are the other two teams, which we'll talk about tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, because one we like, one we don't like. They're going in the opposite directions here.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. It's tougher to bet these top two teams. If you're going to do anything, if you believe they're real, let's talk about Super Bowl and conference futures where there's a little bit of value.
Well, I would bet both of them to make the playoffs. Do you think they're both playoff teams?
Yes.
I find it hard to believe that the loser of this division, right, the Ravens or the Browns, whoever doesn't make the playoffs, will not find their way into a wild card spot.
So, I mean, you're going to have to lay it. Baltimore to make the playoffs, even though it's a challenging AFC, they're -310 on FanDuel. And then Cleveland is -250.
Ravens 14-1 to win the Super Bowl. Browns 16-1. It's virtually the same.
Yeah.
But you're getting a little more on the Browns.
Yeah. Which coaching staff do you like?
Well, Harbaugh. I mean, Harbaugh, it's almost like we've just become accustomed to John Harbaugh. I mean, he just puts another brick on that path to the Canton every year.
Well, listen, I mean, there's going to be a big difference for Stefanski when they're in the postseason. I expect him to be on the sideline, not his basement.
Can he handle being on the sideline of a playoff game? That's the real question with the Browns. Yeah, right. That's another feather in their cap. They overcame everything last year. I mean, they had weeks where no one was in the building, and they just won football games.
New play caller. Like, it was no big deal. It's like,
and then the game against the Jets where a whole position group was wiped out, and they still found a way to win. They're a good team. This division is going to be a fun one. All right, on the other side, we got some baseball to talk about here. As we saw the sport change on Friday, the trade deadline, so many all-stars traded, so many big deals went down. What does it mean for MLB futures? The league winner, the MVP, the awards. We'll get into it all. Joe G, Joe O, this is BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel. We got a lot to get into and how the trade deadline changed Major League Baseball on Friday. That's up next, right here on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.